Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, and here I am with my little bestie internet husband, co-host, and internet life partner, Ben Mandelkerv, the B-side blog and the banter blender. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are
you? How's it going, baby?
Great. I'm excited to go to Philadelphia tomorrow for our two shows. That'll be wonderful.
Yep, there's still a few tickets for the Thursday night show. Friday night is sold out. Thursday night we are doing Real Housewives of New York, and Friday we'll see you guys for Southern Charm. And then the week after we're going to be in Montreal, Canada for the Just for Last Comedy Festival, so get your tickets for that.
Yeah.
And there's free shipping through the 19th, hopefully they'll extend it, for the Trixie Monocle and Three-Arm Octopus shirt. You can find the links. You can also get a shower curtain, which I did. You can find the links for that and for our live shows, you know, all that good stuff at watchwhatcrappens.com. Get over there.
Yeah, go get it. It's going to be fun stuff. You just speak to anyone who went to our shows last week. They'll tell you. So here we are. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's time to hop on that yacht and talk some Below Deck Mediterranean. How about that, right? How about that? That was a really sad rendition. That was like Below Deck Med turned into a dirge. I can never remember how it goes after that part.
Da da da. Okay, so here we are. We open where we left off last week, where they're having the dock party for Hannah's birthday, for her 30th birthday, and there's a big gay pride cake balloon for whatever reason.
Why not? And... Why not?
Why not? We got to get some gays on this show, I guess.
Yeah.
And so Brooke and Joao Wow are talking. Now, Joao has been flirting with Casey this whole time and told Casey, "I finally realize what I want." Making Casey and us think that it's Casey. But then he goes over to Brooke, who's like almost at her drunk place where she's falling off car seats.
Yeah. Yeah, she's almost there, but she's like, it's like she's seeing like Slumberland arrive, like little peaceful birds are about to come take her away. But she's like, I have to say a few things first before it's over. Chow, we have blatant chemistry. Just please help me out here, Chow, please.
Just tell me what you really feel. I don't care about anything else. Help me, Chow, help me.
So, of course, we saw this last week. They kiss. And it cuts to Colin. Poor, sad Colin.
Yeah, poor, sad Colin face. He's like... And then...
He's like the gecko. He's like the Geico lizard. Just the Geico gecko. Just be like... Wah.
And Jamie's like, gross.
Yeah.
And then Adam goes, they're kissing. They're definitely kissing. Can I get some Nesquik for Jamie? She's grossed out. Okay, guys. And Casey's like, he has been pining for me all night, pretending I'm his princess. I feel like an idiot for having the slightest bit of faith in him. I was like, where was he pining for you?
Well, he told her he was going to take her to Zimbabwe. He's like, well, you got to get a one-way ticket to Zimbabwe. That's what you got to do. He literally said that to her.
As what happens prior. To princesses. That always happens to princesses. You meet a prince and they're like, yeah, I'm taking you to Zimbabwe.
Well, she's like, I feel like an idiot for having the slightest bit of faith in him. I'm like, you should feel like an idiot that it took you this long to feel like an idiot. Like, it should have taken one day.
And then, to make matters worse, Jamie and Casey have to clean up while they're, like, making out. They're just, like,
right
holding hands.
Yeah.
And they have to carry all the boxes back, and Brooke does not even make any kind of effort to get up and help, which is...
No.
Well, and neither one of them do, actually.
Yeah, Brooke is just sitting there being like, how much do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
And then fireworks go off. How romantic! And then they all go back to the bed, or go back. They all go.
They all
and
go
then
back
they
to
all
the
go
yacht.
Fuck. No, they yeah. all go back to the yacht, and Conrad is climbing in bed with Hannah, and they're kissing. And he's like, "Brush it. Did you brush your teeth? Please, please brush your teeth. Go brush your teeth. No, brush your teeth, please."
The real root of the anxiety attack for later. Okay. Oh, listen, honey. Honey, I can't brush my teeth after 11 o'clock. I just can't. Too anxiety for me. Too much anxiety.
Once they start asking me to brush my teeth, I know that we've gone too far in this relationship.
I fell in love with flossing, and now I can't floss anymore. Colin, meanwhile, they just show him. He's just like cleaning a bottle of white wine. For some reason, he's just like wiping down a bottle of white wine. He's like, this is all that life has left for me.
Every clip we get of Colin in this episode is gold. I mean, there's so many good ones of him. Just random things. So then we cut to Joao on deck with Brooke, just waiting for him on that little couch thing. And he's like, look who brought a duvet. Like, please do not fuck right under the night cameras on the boat. Please.
Oh, my God. A duvet.
Yeah.
This is the man that she fell in love with, a guy with spiky highlights who's like excited about duvets.
Ugh. So then Casey and Jamie are talking about how he's such a pig, you know. And then we get another shot of Colin, and he's sitting on his bed, putting his watch. He takes off his watch and puts it back in the little circular thing that the watch is displayed on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A watch holder. I don't know what you call a watch stand. And then he opens a big box. It looks like a big cigar box. And it's a watch box. He's got like a ton of watch. I mean, this is the real crazy person we should be focusing on. He's got three drawers full of shoes. And now he's got this big box full of all these watches that he wraps back every time he uses them.
He's like going in reverse motion. Next thing, we just see him like rise out of the ocean as like a splash, like slides into the water. You're like, wait a second, how is he going in reverse and everyone else is going forward?
He's just taking trophies. And as someone who just watched Mindhunters, all about serial killers on Netflix, I'm like, oh my God, those are trophies. They're probably watches he took off of people, or like shoes that he took from dead people, or so. It's like too many collectibles, Colin. You're freaking me out, dude.
And as someone who just watched Love, Simon, he's probably trying to leave little mementos to find his true love in high school.
His true gay love in high school.
He's like, let me find some Oreos with Halloween flavor on them in the inside. So you'll get it, Ronnie. So then we also see Hannah and Conrad in bed, and Hannah's like, honey, you know, you're the guy. You need to be the big spoon. I'm the little spoon. That's why this relationship's fucked up. I'm the wrong spoon, and I'm in service, so I know these things. Who are you, Casey? Wrong spoon.
And Casey's like, I'm sick of being spoon shamed from a distance.
You know, I feel like we should stop saying big spoon, little spoon, because when two spoons are together, they are usually the same size. They just nest. They just nest well. Right?
That's
honestly, spoon equality. You don't put two different spoons together. You put two spoons of the same size. They just fold into each other. Aww. And honestly, I hate to break everyone's, you know, idea of what spoons can do, et cetera, but, like, forks can kind of do the same thing. No offense. Let's fork.
How dare you?
I just feel like forks are getting underrepresented in the cuddle sciences.
Yeah, they really are. No one – well, people do fork, so that's
– they do fork.
You want a fork?
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing they can't do. They can't knife, which is why Alanis is so upset.
You want a tongue? Baby. Brooke and Zhao are spooning under the duvet.
Oh, bullshit.
And he's like, before we hooked up, it was such a yin and yang in my head.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And he goes, but once I commit, I commit. So watch it. This is where I show you the picture of me on my bed shirtless with a snake. Get ready. Get ready for it.
And then Brooke is revealing ourselves to be closer to Brittany than we ever realized. She's like, I do tend to be drawn towards people who are players and womanizers, but I guess I just want to be the one to change them. I make them a better person.
Well, at least she didn't require therapy for that one. Usually that's a huge milestone to learn about your, you know, when you get to that point of learning about yourself. I think I'm just trying to fix somebody. Yeah. I mean, this is a girl who's like taking flipping houses to the human level. Like, she's doing it on purpose. Like, I'm just going to find a busted ass place and try and make it nicer. And, I don't know, flip it. Because when you make them better, guess what? They leave you and they go do. Find a better girlfriend.
But the fallacy in that is that they never get better and you can never fix them. They just break you down like them, and then you feel like they're fixed because you're just broken like they are on the same level.
And then they're making out and she goes, it's a terrible idea, this. Like, oh, please.
He goes, it could very well be. And she goes, But how?
Oh, how would this rage-shad beauty hold a plea whose action is no stronger than a flower?
And then they make it. So then the next morning it's like, do the music on the show. And then it stops for Jamie to cough and sneeze.
Yeah, she's like, one of my favorite things is watching people get sick. You know, it's like, it basically was an hour of watching Jamie get sicker and sicker and sicker, and I was just like, really unpleasant.
Yeah, and the storytelling in the show is hilarious. They're like, okay, we're gonna interrupt the techno music just so you realize she's coughing right
now. Yeah, she's like, and then Conrad's like, clean the passerelle. I was like shocked that Joao was like, the passerelle, it has to be brought in, gotta put it out, keep it in so people don't fall off and die like they do in Zimbabwe.
Stop talking to me when my mind's in a yin and yang.
Yin and yang. It's like it's yin and yang, but whatever. So Colin's like talking to Joao. He's like, so you were smooching with Brooke last night. Was she into it, you know?
Was she into crying. It? I mean, he's that like, is crying. That is actually like a good question to ask this asshole. Like, was she even into it, or were you it's making out with her passed out body?
Yeah. And so I was like, I really like the fact that I'm not judged by her at all, because the truth is, even the slightest amount of judgment would go terribly against me.
Yeah, and he says the truth is, we're very similar. What? How are you very similar? I'm not really seeing this. But Colin says, we're best friends, but it's not the first time my friend has stolen my girl. One time I went to a party in college with a friend, and guess what? My friend went home with her.
I'll never forgive Brainy Smurf for that.
And then they show a picture of Colin in college sitting at the piano, like with his fingers on his temple, just looking sad. He's wearing a friendship bracelet. It's like, that's a friend that stole my girl, guys. G-Lord!
Aw, poor Colin. So now it's preference. We're getting this time for the preference sheet meeting, and guess who's coming back? It's Kenny and Amber Novotny. Kenny, who famously hates onions, and embroiled us in a 5-week-long no onion scandal last season.
And Captain even makes her name nicer. She's like, "Okay, guess who's coming back? The Novotnys."
Yeah, she did. She did upgrade them a little bit. The Vantes. And this time they're bringing Desmond Mason. I was like, oh, he was on my fantasy basketball team. I got very excited.
And Adam's like, I will not have any onions on this boat. Not one single onion. And then they show the clip of the trouble he got in last year when they asked him for no onions, and he got so mad that he put onions in soup in spite and then admitted it.
So he goes to the kitchen and he just throws out all the onions, even the garlic, and just tossing it in the bin. But you know there's going to be like a moment next episode where he opens the fridge and like two scallions pop up and be like, you forgot about us. I want you want to use us, don't you? We're just scallions, not even real onions, basically. Use us. Oh, look, here's our friend Mr. Chive. Come on, let's get involved.
Yeah, I was waiting for that moment where you see him sneaking a couple of onions into his pocket like, I'll get him soon. He's like, in this business, you don't get second chances. Like, I think this boat has crashed before. I think literally everyone on here has had a second chance. So,
yeah, enjoy. I think it's in this business, you don't just get second chances. You get like third and fourth and fifth and sixth chances.
Yeah. So then...
you literally got a second chance after the Onion Gate last season, by the way. Let's just remember that.
Yeah, this is not your second chance. But, you know, Adam's not known for canting.
Yeah.
So, Jamie and Joao are in the crew mess. And she's yeah. like, so... And I like Jamie's... I really do like Jamie.
I like Jamie. Because
did you notice that she was doing the Joao where she was laying in the spot that he's always laying in that booth? You know, he's always laying in that same fucking spot. She totally took his spot and then started grilling him, which was
great. Yeah, and put her, like, germs on it, too, so he couldn't go back there. But she basically was fucking with Joao. She's like, I'm going to do to you what you do to everyone else. Because Casey is, like... you know, 10 feet away cleaning something in the laundry room and, like, she's moving stuff around right there. So Jamie's like, so, Joao, how is everything with Brooke? How's everything going with Brooke? How do you think Casey feels about it? What do you think? And Joao's just like, mm-hmm, it's good. I like it. He's like not – like the first time ever he doesn't have, like, a giant rictus on his face. He's just, like, straight face. Like, it was good. I liked it.
It cuts to Casey with this evil face. She's like, ugh, while she's doing laundry.
Like, loudly knocking everything, like, sweeping. She's also, like, sweeping and be like, clunk, 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 I'm here. Clunk, 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 you know? And he's like, oh, I guess I have to just be a little less flirty, I guess. I know what I want now, so I'll be less flirty. And she's like, clunk, 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 clunk.
And then she's like, mopping right in front of him. And Jamie keeps making him answer. Awkward.
It was great. Yeah, put him in the hot seat for once.
And then we go to commercial, and we come back. It's a different time. Like, I guess they're getting ready to go out for their day or whatever. And they're both in the crew mess again. And Jamie's like, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm looking at that boat we're going to go on. It's going to be so much fun, isn't it? And then she just rolls his eyes at him and walks away.
And the music, because the music was like, dun, 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 dun. And then she rolls the eyes and goes, dun, 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 dun,
dun. Great cred, eh?
Yeah.
Great cred.
So everyone starts hopping on this catamaran, and Jamie's like coughing and coughing and coughing and feels like shit. And they get on the catamaran, and Hannah sits down next to Brooke, and she's like, so, what's going on with Jay Wow 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 Wow? Mm-hmm. Brooke's like, would you please say his name properly? He's a titled man.
We've gotten close recently, Hannah, the pressure, if you respected the owls in the name.
I didn't even understand what you said, but I believe that's exactly what she said.
You're hurting me. Ow, ow. Which is how many owls there are in Giles' name.
He has a parcel of land in northern London. He's going to take me there. We're going to start a house and take me to the theatre. Perhaps buy some scones afterwards. We're going to have a lovely laugh, so please use his proper name. Because it'll be my name soon.
Adam's in full-on Adam mode. He's like, sun's out, guns out, babes. Drinking brewskis with my bruskies. Yeah.
And then something happens. Like, the catamaran's pulling away. I guess it's close to a fender on the boat. So all the deckhands just instinctually, like, run up and go to, like, fix something. And then Joao's like, Dickie mode kicks in. Ho, 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 ho. Dickie mode. Dickie mode. Sounds like Dickie mode, which is the same thing as what I'm going to do with Brooke later tonight. Oh, symbol boy.
Hey, Brooke, want to wreck my deck? Yeah. So Brooke's like,
it would knock me happy if you took it to a class of Hannah. Because I love him.
And then they show a clip of him like, I don't need some cock juggling thunder. Boop, 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 boop. And then she's like, listen here. It's been two times with me, honey. And the third time is when I cut your throat. You got it?
And Brooke's like,
I don't care at all what anyone thinks. If you're not supportive of me, then you don't deserve a place in my life.
And I'm like, you know, she has a cute little British accent, but she's basically Britney. And she's basically every broken woman who likes these sort of guys, which is like, okay, I'm going to go try to fix an asshole. And everyone who warns me against it, they don't support me and fuck them. So you cut out all your friends and you put an asshole above people who are good for you.
Yeah, but I love her. Like,
I know,
she's
so sweet.
And I still love her.
I know, that British accent does really go far.
And then Hannah's like, well, that's fine, but if you're with him, just stay the fuck away from me, all right? Yeah. And then so Colin, thank God, breaks the mold of the reality show on a boat. I'm the king of the world. So instead, he just stands on the front and he's like, I'm flying!
A seagull just shits on him. He's like, well, I guess I deserve that. Colin's like, I couldn't be happier. And they just like cut to this shot of Joao lying on the catamaran like a beached flounder, just like, like, yeah, I'm sure you could not be any happier to be standing above that.
And then you got to hand Jamie some credit because she's like really hacking up a lung. It sounds bad. It's like that raspy cough. She's like dying, but she looks so pretty and she's out with everybody. So she starts flirting with the hot captain of this boat. She's like, how long have you been a captain? He's like, yes. Damn it.
Do you happen to have some Nestle's chocolate milk on here?
Boat. Damn it. Never going to win.
And the captain turns around and like is like, would you like some chocolate milk? And she's gone. Oh, it could have been love.
So then we see the shot of the yacht where Sandy's alone. And she's just walking around the dock. And she's like, God, it's great to be me.
And that's it. And then we just go back to the catamaran. It's like something happened. Like she just like, it was like someone had just offered her a grilled branzina with a side of broccoli. Ah. It's great to be me sometimes.
Gosh, morning. I've got some time alone, a cup full of hugs. This is great.
I got an empty banana I could ride later. Ah, God, I love that banana. I can take a nap. Ah.
So Hannah's wasted already on the boat, and she goes up to Adam, and she's like, Adam, I think I like him, Adam. I think I really, really like him. And he's like, she's going to break his dick off.
That's Adam, Hannah. Probably will. I think he's actually probably right about that. So, so then Brooke is now with Joao, just again cooing, be like, I always knew you were more similar to me than anyone else. For instance, I have a terrible tattoo on my left breast too. I want blonde spiky highlights.
Oh, so silly, Brooke. I like her. And then Brooke and Colin. Okay, so then we have this really weird, this really oddly staged scene where Colin and Brooke are talking now on one side and the Joao is talking to Casey right in front of them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Colin and Brooke, she's like, oh, you're having a good day. All I see are little hearts coming out of poppy seeds and clouds shaped like love. And he's like, God, I like her, but I gotta let it go. And my friend's basically taking her from the dance right now. God, I wish I had my watch box.
Somewhere Bobby is watching this and be like, oh, what is he doing? Being respectful of her choice? What? And then and meanwhile Joao is cozying up to Casey, as
he
said.
He literally plops right next to her and is like, hello there.
She's lying in her bikini right there on the thing. And he's like,
and he goes, talk to me, goose. Says that.
Well, it's a Top Gun reference, I think. So Casey's like, she's like, what I like is that Casey finally is at a point of being like, whatever he says doesn't mean anything to me anymore because he's full of bullshit. I'm like, thank you. It's only taken like half a season for this. And even though like we still love Brooke, you know, and I don't ever want to come down on Brooke. It was really funny when Casey's like, it feels really good to show off my goods in a two-piece while Grandma Brooke is over there in her one-piece. They just show Brooke in this like green floral one-piece that was just like missing the swim cap with the flowers on it, you know.
And it wasn't
so much that Brooke doesn't look as pretty or as hot as Casey, but it was more like I do love the fact that Joao is like basically looking at Casey's body and is like, and now we can't have it. I love
and
that.
Right in front of Brooke, he's just such an ass, you know. And
so then terrible.
Girls do have a thing where they like get mad at each other about one pieces or two pieces. Don't you remember Big Brother a few years ago when Rachel's sister was on there and she's like, oh my God, you're on a one piece?
Yeah.
Ew. And then that girl like hated her for the rest of the year for it.
I know. And I think one pieces are so pretty too. I mean, I'm a gay man, but I think one pieces look great.
I wear a t-shirt into the pool. So, okay, I'm not going to do it. So Casey says that. And then I wrote Brooke watches from afar, 2 feet away on a stool.
Yeah.
So then they go to a picnic, and Joao's like, 2 years ago, if you told me I would be where I'm at, I wouldn't believe you. I've marched my way right up that deckhand ladder.
Yeah. And so they get to this like restaurant that's like over, they're on the Malfi Coast, and they're like at this restaurant, and it's like a balcony, and it's like overlooking the water. And Hannah's like, all right, can we jump off this balcony? And the waiter's like, it's not possible. Which reminds me, which is funny, it was like such a stereotypically Italian accent. And it reminded me that there's this clip I've been meaning to play for weeks. I just keep forgetting. And I'm just going to play it right now. This is the official voice of Mario from Nintendo. This is the guy who does the Mario voice. Are you ready to hear this?
Yes, hell yeah, give it to me.
Hello, Super Ben. Hello, Super Ronnie. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia, I'm here with the princess. She says you guys, you're number one. Ha ha! See you in my games.
Is that not the coolest thing?
That is so great. We love us some Mario.
Oh my god, that is so awesome. And thank you to the person who arranged that for us. Mario spoke to us. We're in Mario Kart right now, basically.
Yeah.
We're Mario
below
deck.
People to get cameoed by Mario. Okay. It's amazing.
Anyway, so just have to play it.
Yeah, it was rad. So then the guy's like, "You can't jump off of the side, that you will die. The water is too shallow." And the music's like,
"Let's go!"
Ding, 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 ding.
And of course, after this guy says you can't jump off, Joao like takes off his shirt and does a backflip right off into the water. And it's like, and Brooke is like,
"Lisa, you can't do that. You can't. Such a rebel. He did it from a heart."
And then Colin does a backflip off too, which
he did.
Yes. What the hell is with all these deckhands backflipping off the thing?
It's like, you guys are all idiots. It's shallow water. We don't want...
No, not Colin. Conrad. Did I say Conrad?
Oh, you said Colin.
Yeah, I always do that wrong. Sorry, guys. How about we have less names with Co at the beginning?
Colin's like in like flippers and like a safety, like a life preserver. And like, he's got like a mask and like a snorkel. He's like, "I'm ready to jump off."
No, Conrad did it. And then Hannah's like, "I was ready to lay it in right there." It was hot.
Well, yeah, they're dumb. I mean, they're dumb. Dumb people doing that. Why are you doing that? Like, of course, Joao's going to do it. Be like, "Well, in Zimbabwe, you're not allowed to do backflips into shallow water. But here, I'm a rebel, because that's what you have to do to get a hit in Zimbabwe. So I'm going to jump off shallow water." And, oh, Brooke Monique. With it. Like a political statement.
And then they hike up this cliff, and it's like, "You want to hike up the cliff, Jamie? You're about to die." She's like, "Oh, Jesus." So she's like, hacking her lungs out up this poor cliff.
Oh, God, this poor girl.
Yeah. So then Joao and Brooke are making out somewhere, and then Hannah goes over to Colin, and she's like, "Nah, Colin, what do you think of this situation?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm not going to lie, it's hard, but they're into each other. They just go together, you know? Like, my watch goes with the thing that it came on in that box. Fits perfectly in there. Do you have a watch?"
You know, I am like a Timex. I do take a licking and keep on ticking. Ticking and crying. That's what they say about me. Good old crying, ticking, Colin. That's what I am.
"I don't want to make out with somebody else's watch. I've already come down with a case of the quartz."
"Hey, does anyone mind if my mom comes and visits us here? Does that be cool with anyone? Anyone?"
And Hannah's like, "I wish you feel for you. You such a nice guy." So then Adam finds a fig tree, and he's like, "Yeah, fig tree, huh? I'm going to sit as fast as a kitty. Kitty. There's never been a charter guest in my life. I wanted to redeem myself more than with kitty."
Yeah. And then, you know, Hannah and Conrad are talking sweet nothings. "Are you having a dream about me, honey? Honey, dream about me, honey?" He's like, "Well, I was."
He woke up with a boner, and that's why.
Yeah. And then Joao and Brooke are like paddleboarding down in the water, and Casey's talking about how he just is like always flirting with her when Brooke isn't around, and basically what a scumbag he is. At this point, Hannah's just like drunk, and she's like, "Well, you know, that's a drunk douchebag move, like from a douchebag. Maybe he's a douchebag. You know what douchebags do? They douchebag. I'm like, "Okay, you're drunk."
And then some waiter gives Jamie shots in a dick gun. So they
where'd that come from?
I don't know. And Adam's like, "Finally, you got a dick in your hands. It's all you ever needed."
They're like, "I want a shot. Wait, is this chocolate milk?"
She's like, "Better. I'm all better. Got the nectar of the golds. Chocolate milk." It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So now it's dinner time, and it's like, "Oh, look at these views." Brooke's like, "It's lovely.
It's love. It's like love itself. Oh, fearful meditation. Well, alack, shall time's best jewel from time's chest lied.
And the shot that they got of this is incredible because they show Jamie coughing her face off and then smoke billowing up in her face because Hannah's smoking at the table across.
Yes. Oh, poor Jamie. It's actually funny because we reenacted that scene when we hung out with Hannah because you guys were – that was when my cough was really bad and you guys just started smoking cigarettes in my face. And I was like, I'm going to go stand over here.
Yeah. We're like, sorry, honey.
I was like, I've been there.
So Hannah and Casey are talking and well, basically, who cares? So Brooke – they're oh, yeah. Hannah and Casey. Yeah. Hannah's like – you know, Hannah, when Hannah gets drunk, she'll just like heckle you right at the table. She's like – isn't it sad about Brooke and that douchebag? What a douchebag! What an awful person! And Brooke's like, I can hear you. If you want to talk about it, don't do it around me. Like she's kind of telling them over the table. You know?
Yeah, she's like, don't do it to me right now because I'm in love at the moment and I can't take it right now.
Blatant chemistry that you're ruining.
She's like, well, I guess we can't talk about the situation happening right in front of our honey eyes, honey.
Yeah.
And Brooke's like, well, it hurts me. I question the me and Hannah have a nice relationship. If I didn't like him, I'd keep my mouth quiet and wait the wings till all goes to shit. No, that's not how it works. Now, I know that when your friend is talking about their asshole boyfriend, your first response should not be break up with him then. What an asshole.
Yeah.
But that's not your boyfriend, okay? This guy has, like, flirted with someone right in front of your eyes, like literally 2 hours ago.
Exactly.
An asshole. So asshole. No, it's not really the same thing. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. But so then anyway, Hannah's like, well, Casey, congratulations for not puking on that kid. And Miranda was like, yeah, congrats for not puking. And she's like, a girl gets seasick once in a while and no one ever forgets. I'm like, girl, you were down for like 4 days puking in a little bin. People are not going to forget that for sure.
And then Hannah goes, what did you order, Brooke? Because the food starts coming to the table, and then the music stops, and everyone's tense. So, what did I miss here? And she goes,
ravioli.
She goes, oh. And then Joelle goes, she's so fake, it's unreal.
I'm like, she just asked what she had for dinner. It's like not a pressing issue.
Everyone's awkward.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't that awkward when he smashed a glass with his hands. Like, what the hell is going on this show?
So now they all head back to the boat, and Hannah's like, honey, 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 honey. And she's just, like, really fuming. And Conrad's like, everything that Hannah talks about is about Brooke and Joelle. Like, she won't stop obsessing about it. She's like, honey, honey, honey. She's like, I'm passionate about what I talk about. I'm sorry if you don't get it, honey.
And she's wearing a sweatshirt that says Eternal Dilemma, which is so hilarious while she's freaking out, you know. And Conrad's like, I love her, but she's obsessing. It's an obsessing root. All right. Yeah. She's like, well, honey, honey. And he's like, now you're having a go at me. She's like, I'm being passionate. That's what I'm doing. And if you can't take it, I'm walking away. He's like, why? It's like, I'll talk to someone else about it. And like, no one else wants to hear about it either.
Yeah. And then she's like, I get no support. I get no support. So she's starting to spiral and downwards in a strange way. And meanwhile, Colin's just like passed out on a bench. So Adam and is it Joelle? No, I forget who starts stacking stuff on him. Maybe. But they start stacking stuff on top of Colin. They're putting like shoes on him and everything. And then all of a sudden Hannah just yells, Conrad, get my Alexander McQueen handbag off of him, honey. which is actually, you know, we forgot to mention this on Monday. It's actually super sad, but I feel like we have to mention it because it's a Bravo news that Annabelle from Ladies of London passed away over the weekend, which is super super sad. So as much as we made fun and be like Alexander, I mean, that's really sad. So
I love her. I loved her.
I know, it's really it's a big bummer. So anyway,
yeah, so thanks. Yeah. So Jamie's coughing and she's like, I don't think anyone realizes how sick I am. And they hold hands. Who does she hold hands with? I think it's Casey. Casey's like, we're almost there, don't worry. So Joelle and Brooke are talking. And she's like, this is cool. We should hang out after. And he's like, after this charter? And she's like, the season, even after the season. And he's like, come to Zimbabwe. The economy's fucked, but the pride I have in my country is amazing.
Yeah, he's
they'll
like,
rob you, they'll kidnap you.
Well, like, if you're if you're 2 months pregnant, they'll beat you up and hold a gun to your head. You can see your mother's blood all over the floor. They'll torch your car. They'll slit your wrists. You know, it's a great country. Oh, you should come.
Geez.
I was like, wow, thanks. Thanks for the free promo, Tourism Board of Zimbabwe. Jesus.
No kidding. The Zimbabwe. Ding.
Yeah, so he tells this horrific story about a time when I guess he and his mom were robbed, and these robbers beat his mom up when she was pregnant, and it's horrific, and a gun to his horrific story. So it like brings up these traumatic things in his past, which of course Brooke is getting such a lady boner right now. She's like, "You've obviously had a lot in your past. Oh, troubled past, vulnerable.
You've been through more than anybody on this boat, which makes you the hottest." "Oh, Mr. Rochester, if you tell me that there's someone on the attic, I think I might just have a lady moment right here." "You are the Titanic in your entire personal story. Oh,
did you know someone who died in a sledding accident? Did you?
You're like a Leo decapitate."
It's actually a really...
Leo decapitate.
We laugh because that's what we do, but it is really a sad story.
Very
and
sad.
I was like, hi, guess what? This is extremely sad, and I will not feel bad for Joelle. Even though I did. I did feel bad about
it. He went through a personal trauma. I mean, that is terrible. And he's like, "I'm just going to go to the bathroom. Everything's fine. Everything's totally fine. Ha, ha, ha. Totally fine. Going to the bathroom like a normal person does, just to pee for a long time." Yeah. He goes in there and he starts to cry, which is, you know, sad. It's probably
like,
a terrible
thing. I hate when they make you hate somebody and then they're like, "Oh, don't you feel bad now?" I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I should. And I'm trying to. But I don't. So, Hannah, well, I mean, of course I do for that story, but it's still Joelle in the present. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So Hannah and Conrad are on the deck, and she's freaking out. She starts spiraling out.
So he's lying in bed, and she comes in to be like, "Well, good night." And he's like, "Well, let's talk." And she's like, "You're not going to say good night to me." He's like, "I'm trying to squash this. You're not going to say good night. And then just when things can get any worse, Adam walks in and just like smashes her in the head with the door. She's like, "Anxiety!"
So she's hitting
her when she's down.
Yeah, so let's see. She goes to Adam and she's like, she wakes Adam up because she goes back out alone and she's like freaking out. She's having some kind of panic attack.
So they have this moment where she's like, she gets mad at Conrad because he won't say goodnight. She's like, "Well, fine, goodnight." So she storms. Adam hits her in the head by accident. She leaves. And then we go back to Brooke, who's waiting around for Joao. And he's taking forever because he's crying in the bathroom. So she goes down to check in on him. And, you know, she goes and he's crying. So she hugs him. And so now her lady boner is like off the charts, you know. And then now Joao's crying to us in the interview and having, you know, nightmares about. He has a big nightmare about not being responsible for his sister or whatever.
Sad stuff.
And then he still, even in his like sad moments, he still manages to spew bullshit because he tells Brooke, "I just like people to see the positive in me." I'm like, you have a funny way of doing that.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
She's like, "You're such an awesome person, though. The way you flirt with two girls at once and call other girls the C-word, that is so awesome."
Yeah. So then, is this where it's 4 a.m, and Hannah comes in, and she's like, Conrad? And Conrad is out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's, like, they were all drunk and stuff. He doesn't wake up. And Adam's like, "Oh, just getting up to pee at 4 a.m. That's just what I do, I guess." She's like, "Sorry,
yeah.
Adam." But he hugs her, and he's like, "I feel the responsibility for Hannah. You know?" And I'm like, which is why you're trying to, like, undermine
her authority.
Moment. Come on.
Yeah.
Dude. This show's so weird.
So Anna's basically.
But then he's very helpful to her.
Yeah.
He's like a good friend to her, I think, in this moment.
Because she's starting to get, like, the onset of, like, an anxiety attack, which is really, like, you know, horrific, I imagine. Like, like anxiety panic attack. So it's starting to come on for her. And he's, like, trying to be there for her, but it's not going well. And it's not something that, so now you got her going down, and then you have also Jamie, who the next morning is just like hacking up along in bed. She's just a disaster. You're like, oh, you're just like feeling sick just watching the show at this point.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention the part, my favorite scene, which was Colin when they came home wasted. Colin was drinking, like, he was drinking a whole can of Pringles, and like his whole face were as big as like chipmunk cheeks. And then he had an empty Pringles can like knocked over to the side of that. I was cracking up. He's drinking it like it's a cocktail. I was like, so the next morning, he wakes up with a hangover and a Pringle hangover. Like, we've all been, I've been there, you know. I loved watching a thin person like have a Pringles binge when they're drunk in the middle of the night.
So he's sitting there trying to eat his cereal, and he's stuck between Brooke and Joao, and he's like, so not what I need, these two in stereo.
Yeah, Joao's like, it seems like there's a, it takes a lot of effort to chew this morning, eh? And he's like, ugh. He's like, he doesn't even remember that he just ruined his whole mouth with those two cans of Pringles last night.
And Brooke's like,
and also, I guess it's also a lot of effort to talk. Oh.
So then Jamie goes to the captain, and she's the captain's having her cup of hugs from the morning, and she's like, I've got the flu. And she's like, we need to get you to a doctor right away. Jamie is patient zero.
It's like, did Ebola break out?
Yeah, she could spread this across the entire boat and kill our entire season, our entire crew. She could get a boat full of pirates across the way, which, listen, I don't always get along with pirates. But I don't want him to die like that.
Okay. Oh, Paige, Christine Lottie, and Mandy Patinkin, we got a Chicago MD moment that we need to take care of. Chicago Hope. I have hope she gets better.
Don't get me sick. Do not get me sick. Do not touch me. Do not touch the boat. Oh, my God. You're giving me eye hugs right now. Don't do it.
So then we see Brooke and Casey, and Brooke's like,
I had the ravioli last night. It was so awkward.
And Casey's like, look, we weren't saying anything bad about you. We were just saying from here on out, we just, you know, we just have to like support you, you know, which isn't totally what they were saying, but it's good on her to clear that air like that.
And Brooke's like, well, I was mad because I thought you were talking massive shit. And, you know, this isn't something we all have to take so seriously, you know. I'm like, really? You're the one. You're the one writing wedding vows in your head, okay? And then Casey's like, well, I've always said he's a good person, but I just don't like some of his ways. That's all. One piece. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. One piece.
Here are my 2 cents. One for each piece of my bathing suit. So so now we see Hannah. And now, like, this is sort of scary. She's, like, crying and, like, convulsing a little bit. She's, like, now in the full throes of an anxiety attack. But Sandy doesn't know this because she's up in the bridge, and she's like, gosh darn it. You know what? I haven't seen that Hannah banana all morning long. What, is she eating all the broccoli? Because if she's doing that, oh, God.
I'm annoyed.
Now I'm annoyed.
Yeah. God, I hope I get some more of those mashed potatoes. Snips! Sorry down there, Adam. Sorry, okay.
Hannah, Sandy, Hannah, the bridge, Sandy, Hannah. It's like, God damn it.
So Hannah comes up to the bridge, and the captain is doing one of those things where she's like, oh, just finishing some typing.
Type. Don't you love a QWERTY? Isn't that so nice, QWERTY? QWERTY on a line just like that.
You know, all that captain typing I have to do. Spread of captaining. Okay, Hannah, how was yesterday? Fun. And Hannah's like, great, Hannah. Hannah's like, I'll give it 3 out of 5 honeys. Yesterday.
She's like, well, I haven't seen you working. I've seen everyone working this morning except for you, Hannah. She's like, I'm a bit ill. Oh, are you okay? No, I'm not, Sandy. Oh, well, I didn't know you were ill. Why didn't you tell me? And Hannah's just like, and she just runs away.
Yeah, the captain follows her. She's like, oh my gosh, you're 2 hugs ahead of me. Let me hug up.
Patient number one, patient zero, patient number one, right here, everyone.
You know what? This could spread over the entire boat and kill our entire season.
Is it food poisoning? You get some bad broccoli, bad branzino. Hannah's like, no, it's just anxiety. At this point, Hannah's now back in her, like, room, and Sandy has followed her there. She's like, I'm falling in love with him, and when I fall in love with a man, I go away from him. And Sandy goes, aww.
I mean, when it comes to love, wouldn't you just rather be glad that you're experiencing it at all?
She's like, don't you want to live in it? Don't run from love. And Brooke is like, oh, my heart, the most beautiful anxiety I've ever seen.
And Hannah's like, the only way to fix it is to get away from him. And that means quitting. And the captain's like, well, don't quit. Just stay in bed for a while, Hannah. Gosh. Just, oh my gosh, somebody rest, doesn't want to work. That really is sick.
You know what she needs? She needs a nap. Just get some rest. You know, a rested crew is a non-anxious love in love crew. That's what I say.
Yep. That's how you fix everything. It's the essential oils of Below Deck, if you will.
Get some rest. And then they cut to Hannah just like puking in her bed. I was like, oh, love pukes.
Yeah.
So,
Get into your whites. Come on, crew. Get into the whites. Hannah, white. so let's see. So she comes. Everybody meets up for the meeting.
Yeah, it's like Kenny's about to come on. So they're in the meeting in like the living room area. And Sandy's basically like, well, we know Jamie. She basically has the grip. She's got tuberculosis. She got it all. And Hannah, she's lovesick right now. So don't worry. We're going to pick up the slack. Leave no team member behind. We're just going to pick up the slack. You know what we do? When I eat Branzino, you know what I say to the Branzino? I'm picking up your slack because you're a dead fish now. That's what I say. Slacks.
Hey, Hannah. You know what I want from you? I want you to say hi, Kenny, and then go back to bed. Now, we're short crew, so you're going to have to go into that bed and hug yourself while you nap. Okay.
And then Jamie comes back in a little bit. She's like, I have bronchial tracheitis. And Sandy just smiles and goes, okay, well, we're just going to quarantine you, okay?
You know that room by the kitchen? The onion room? Yes, where I threw all the onions. That's who you're
Yeah, we'll just put you in the onion. Just right next to, hey, Casey, can you give her your bin? Okay, great.
Yeah, we're going to put Jamie in the onion bin, everybody, okay?
Jamie's like dying. She's like, yeah, it'll be great. You can take so many naps. Yeah, go have fun in quarantine. No one's going to come see you for 3 days, so make sure you stock up on food.
Adam's like, well, we didn't make anything with onions, but here's a soup made out of bronchial trachitis, okay? Enjoy that.
So here comes Kenny. Novotny is
dressed like here. He's dressed like a couch in a whorehouse. First of all, I'm not really sure what he's going for here, but it's not working. So he comes in, and he's like, "Guys, it's great to see you, but if Adam's here, I just can't come on the boat." Just kidding. I was like, "Oh my god, it's Joao's long lost uncle."
Yeah, exactly. It's like, so a little bird told me you're only serving dinner in bowls this year. What's that about, guys? Come on.
And Adam says, I apologize, Kenny, for last year, but everything I do today is for you. Everything I do is for you, Ken.
Everything I do it for you.
And Colin's like, whoa, look at that guy from sports. I'm a big sports nut, so this is really cool for me. His hands are really big, you know. I wonder if I can get his watch off that wrist.
His hands could probably hold 6 different Pringle bottles right there.
And the captain says, Adam's here for you this time, Kenny. Adam's going to be here for you this time. And Hannah's going to show you things. If she starts breaking down and crying about men, just pat her on the head and tell her to hug herself on the floor for 5 seconds.
So Hannah gives a boat tour, which, by the way, I thought she did a great job considering she was in a panic attack. I mean, that's like impressive, you know.
Sometimes you may be having a panic attack, but when someone's wearing a shirt as bad as Kenny is, you have to realize that some people in life have it worse than you.
Exactly. Like, there's nothing to make you realize, what am I panicking about? There's this guy, Kenny. Like, At least I'm not Kenny.
So Hannah,
I think it was more like, well, I realize I'm in love right now, and whenever I fall in love, I go away from the guys, but if I go away from Conrad, I might wind up with a Kenny. So
yeah,
what am I anxious about?
Yeah, hold on to something. So she's like, well, heads up, I'm out today for a bit. I'm not feeling well, but I'll be back later for you tonight, probably. And the lady goes, oh, don't worry about that, Hannah. We're easy. It's like, oh my god.
As her eyes turn red and like dark clouds appear above it, we're easy. So guess what? They've got heavy luggage, and now it's time to leave port. So they're leaving in port. Mm-hmm. Adam's all nervous, and they're all setting up this lunch. Adam's like, I'm gonna, you know, knock out of the park with a no onion lunch and everything, setting up for it and everything. And Casey's excited. She's like, I can finally shine. She's like literally holding like a piece of metal so that way light shines on her.
She's like, with Hannah out of the way, now I can prove myself. I'm like, I don't think that Hannah was the reason you didn't know what a barista is. But okay. So then the ladies are walking around the boat and the lady goes, the boat is so huge. Can you imagine trying to turn this thing? And what's that guy's name? Janana? And the lady's like, Jawala? Like, what do? Jawala. God bless you.
Brooke, meanwhile, like, throws a glass to grab.
Call him by his proper name.
We're getting closer. Have some respect.
He's my man. He's my squire.
Kenny then comes into the kitchen. He's like, hey, Adam, guess what? I got you a trucker cap. And it says, hashtag Noonians. Oh, no onions.
That is one of those awkward things where you get it in the mail and you're like, damn it.
It's like, I should have capitalized.
People are like, what are noon ions? Is that like a health product?
Ions at noon?
And Adam's like, oh, I'm just going to laugh it off. Whatever he throws at me, I'm going to embrace it, hold it tight, and make it right.
Okay. So then there's like this really weird moment. Like the producers, for some reason, had like a blast. For some reason, I don't know what, I don't understand what it was. It was like this strange, strange moment where, so they were on the boat and then the guests are like, huh, where is that? And they're like, Desmond thinks it's Sorrento. Is it Sorrento? And Brooke's like, I think it might be Positano. And then the producers show the island, and under it says, Sorrento. I was like, ooh. It's like this random, like, we'll show Brooke about her geography.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. You got to love the Brooke goes, I think it's Positano, but I just made that up. So she doesn't know, and then she never asks.
It's like, to tell them. All you really have to do is pull out Google Maps and you can see where you are.
So Kenny goes, hey, you know what? Look over there. It's a beach. Let's make this a beach lunch. That won't be hard, right? Can we do that? And the wife goes, isn't the table set right there for lunch? And he says, well, we can do what we want to do. And she's like, oh, he's going to be that guy. Like, did you just realize this? You married Kenny.
I know. He's like, I don't know if I can sit at that table with that mediocre pebble display case. He's like, no, I'm trying to shine.
Those are my jowls.
So Kenny basically tells Sandy that he wants the beach lunch. And it's like, of course, you throw everything in a tizzy because it's such a big to-do. And Kenny knows this because he watches Below Deck like every week. He tweets about it, I feel like. Every now and then I see his tweets for some reason. And he's always like, hey, nice boat or whatever. So he knows what he's doing. He knows.
Yeah, he's like, I just want a table and six chairs and some flowers and possibly a circus party. What's the problem? And Brooke's like, I'm not
able to make magic happen, but we'll do it, Kenny. We'll do it. I can't make magic happen, but I guess if love is magic, I guess I've made magic all my life.
Oh, the captain comes out, so he says, oh, hey, She's like, we're going to put all the toys in the water. Guess who the star is? Rhymes with Ahananama. She's like, can we ask you, where are we? Oh, Sorrento. And they all go, oh!
Like the cheese.
So it's like, well, I was just saying we should do lunch on the beach. I mean, we could do that, right? She goes, that's easy, Conrad, right? That's easy, huh?
Conrad's like, absolutely. don't have any idea how to do it. But I'll do it.
Adam, I'm sorry, but they've asked to have lunch on the beach. Don't hit me. Please don't hit me.
And he says, I knew he was going to pull some shit like this to get back at me. Damn that bitch. Yes, ma'am. I guess this means we're just fucked in the face. Michael, please, you can serve your chicken salad on the goddamn beach. Get out the saran wrap.
He's like, I guess this will just have to sit here on the counter for an indefinite amount of time until someone tells me to put it in the fridge until it has to go to the beach. I do love a show where the threat of a beach picnic is the cliffhanger for a week.
Yes.
There's going to be a beach picnic. No!
And then at the end of this one, it's like, coming this season on Below Deck Mediterranean. And then it's all this drama, drama, drama. And then the captain is like, I want to fire Hannah. I want to fire her so bad. And then the end of this huge dramatic preview Conrad walks into the kitchen. He's like, it smells so good. And Adam goes, no, you smell good. Dun, dun, dun.
And I was so mad. I'm like, why are they stealing the lines that Ronnie and I always say to each other after every live show? I'm like, they
smell good.
Stole it. So that's it for Below Deck Med. And then normally we would end the show now. But you know what? We've been having a bunch of live shows on Fridays and traveling, et cetera. And the Crappens mailbag has gotten a little bit lost. So we decided, so because we're going to be in Philadelphia this Friday and we're probably going to forget to do the Crappens mailbag again, we wanted to give it its due. So let's do a special Wednesday edition of the Crappens mailbag.
Yeah.
Which, God forbid the music actually plays when I say play it, but whatever. It's going to, you know what?
Dong, dong,
dong, dong, dong, dong, dong, dong. Cash, chan, door. Okay, pretend the music played. It's, my iTunes is acting funky. Okay, so, by the way, tell everyone what the Crappens mailbag is, Ronnie.
The Crappens mailbag is when you go on Patreon, to Patreon mailbag level, and ask us whatever the hell you want to.
Yeah. Okay, so the first question comes from Catherine, and she says, Ben, Adam, Carol's ex, wants to boycott Delta for not letting baby number one on the plane as an emotional support animal. How do you feel about this? Well, I expressed my views rather candidly on last week's St. Louis show and then again on the TV Party app, but I'm always happy to say bullshit. You know, and I think what I'm going to bring to it this time is that you know, Bethany said that Adam is an operator, and then it's like, oh my God, like, how could Bethany say that? And I think if anything, this kind of has proven to us, he is an operator. Adam is an operator trying to push this baby as a service animal bullshit on us. No, no.
Well, one thing I will say about this is that if the way that that law works is that if you have a doctor's note saying that your dog is an emotional support animal, then your dog is an emotional support animal. So I don't know that the airline has really the right to say that they're not when that's the law. Now, that said, maybe Adam didn't have the proper note. I'm not really sure how it all went down.
Well, here's the thing. He may not have had the note. He may have had just like the little vest. And there's emotional support animal, and then there's service animal. And there are those are actually two different things. And I don't know what the law... Because I think service animal is the only animal that you really have to make accommodations for. I think, please don't quote me on this. I'm sort of talking out of my ass. I'm just trying to remember from an article I read like 3 months ago. And I think ESAs, emotional support animals, you don't necessarily have to make accommodations for, but I think people do because they get them confused with service animals. But that being said, I think airlines may have policies about ESAs, but I think they're changing them. I'll let someone who's way more educated on this just post a link on our page. The point is this, I think that Adam is probably trying to con the system with baby because it's the dog is co-parented by like three different people. And I honestly feel like, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, that's what this is all about. I honestly feel like if you have an animal that you're really using, you know, that to reduce your anxiety, you're an anxious person, you need the animal. I don't think you like... timeshare. Like, I don't think you like let the animal go to different parts of, like, go away for several days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you co-parent with three different people an animal that you need for your mental state.
Yeah, you're giving the animal emotional support issues. Now the animal's gonna need an animal.
Now that's adorable. Well, the animal does have an animal. It's called baby number 2 and 3. Cats. Alejandro M asks, what would Leanne Locken's Real Housewife Award acceptance speech be? Don't forget to throw in the acting credits.
If she was getting an award and they were playing the clip, like, and here's clips from Leanne, you know, they'd play the clips and she'd come up and grab the award and yell up at the screen, Mimicker!
I'd like to thank Sandy B. She's been a great inspiration, a great friend that I haven't talked to since the one day we shot a movie together, but great friend. I want to thank her.
I would like to thank all of the people who need charities. Poor people, sick people, you know, handicapped, whoever it is. I'd like to thank you for needing charities, because otherwise I would not have a job as a charity broker.
I'd like to thank Tiffany Handra and her Sanctuary of Style. Really helped me get over my PTSD. Thank you.
I would like to thank the large penis that was... used to chase
Cameron Westcott
around the beach with, because that was a much-needed laugh rest in the middle of my flesh-eating bacteria vacation.
I'd like to thank the Dallas Public Transit Corporation for providing trolleys that I could bang once in a while when things got too hot and heated around me.
I would like to thank brick walls for being strong enough to break glass when I throw glasses at them.
I'd like to thank Marie for looking so scared when I threatened her life with a safety pin. She really made it a worthwhile experience for me.
And I'd like to thank my mother, without whom I would not have the experience of being a carny kid. You play games with me, you're going to pay.
And I'd like to thank the Roundup for hosting this event.
The Roundup weed killer, because you know it kills weeds.
I have legs, I know how to use them, and I know how to use my hands too. Thank you.
Also, I would like to thank the word etc. for letting me use it right now. For all the people that I forgot to thank, I love you!
Now put your hands together to clap for me. I know y'all can do it. They're just hands, but they work quite well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, sometimes it's hard to remember those jokes. I'm like, what were the jokes from last season again? Last question. This is from Oliver Haskins, who we adore. He says, Caroline Fleming, Frederick Eklund, and Yolanda Hadid Foster all walk into a cafe in Copenhagen. Who gets the only plate of Comté cheese? Now that, I'm into this.
Okay. I think the last plate of Comté cheese?
There's only one plate of Comté cheese left. Who gets it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think Caroline Fleming, of course, because she started it. She started the whole cheese movement on Bravo.
Well, how lucky are we to be here together in this restaurant when it's just the three of us and I get to eat cheese and you get to watch me? How lucky are you?
How lucky are you to watch me eat cheese?
And then Frederick just does a high kick and knocks her ass like, he's my cheese now.
He's like, it is my cheese. I know the cheese. The cheese is a celebrity cheese, and it is friends with me. I'm going to help this apartment hunting cheese to find the apartment of his life. I'm the biggest broker of cheese in New York City.
And Yolanda just stares indifferently and says, who is Comté cheese in this world? No one.
Yeah, Yolanda ain't eating cheese. Last week, someone posted on the internet what Yolanda Foster eats in a day, some magazine article she did. And, of course, it starts with lemon water. And I was like, you know what? I'm done with her. I'm not even going to finish this article. But I guarantee you cheese was not on there.
Yeah. If anything, she dips her fork in the cheese and holds it up, takes a selfie, and then puts the fork right back down again.
Yeah. How can you eat cheese and expect to have a king?
Comté is Gigi's favorite cheese that she doesn't eat. Of course, the other one eats it all for her. And then the other one, well, you know, he gets nothing. But he would have it if he could.
You know who eats cheese? The Weeknd. I'll tell you this.
My love, The Weeknd. The Weeknd. My love.
Just because it didn't work out with my daughter, the other one, doesn't mean it can't work out with cheese.
I'm going to close up this mailbag. Hey, the music's back.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Thanks, everybody.
It is on my computer. Whatever.
Thanks, everybody, so much for being here. We will not be back exactly tomorrow because we will be in Philadelphia at night. So the recap will be posted way late night, Real Housewives of New York live. Yeah,
expect it around like 10 or 11 p.m. to be on your feed on Thursday.
But if you want to hear it while we're recording it, get your butt to tickets. Okay, watchwithcrappins.com for this Philadelphia show, or that Philadelphia show, Thursday. Friday is Southern Charm in Philadelphia. Next week is Montreal, just for last festival, our Real Housewives of New York recap over there, which is going to be amazing. Thanks, everybody, so much for listening. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.